Ladies and gentlemen, where would you rather be than right here with us, the Brilliantly Dumb Show? Bob, you got Joey D. You got Mikey V here today. Come on. Whoa, Joey D looking a little snazzy here today.
Bella Lugosi is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, really?
I just got out of the shower. I worked out this morning.
That is a Bela Lugosi hairline. He has classic gentleman's hair. Joe has classic gentleman's hair. He does. The hairline comes to the V point. It is classic. I mean, it is Bela Lugosi's hairline. It really
back
is.
Back to back days with no hat, Joey D.
Well, I just got out of the shower. The hair was all wet. I just slicked it back. And by the way, to the kid who said I have hair like My Chemical Romance, I had to get a little bit on top of that because when I style my hair, it looks really nice.
You know, the thing
really got
Joey
to him. Really got to him.
Yeah, the comments used
to
never get to him.
I've gotten out of bed.
Look, it's Bela Lugosi, man. It really is Bela Lugosi. It is. And you're talking about a classic actor.
You know what bothers me, though, Joe? I mean, part of what makes you so great is this, you know, I don't give a shit mentality. I'm going to be who I am. And lately, the comments get to him lately, and that bothers me because that's not Joey D we know and love.
I got out of bed. I literally got out of bed and did the podcast. Literally. And people anticipate that I get out of bed looking like I'm ready for the Hollywood Boulevard, like I'm ready to shoot. Like, that's not the way the world works.
We can't all be Joe's. You know, time and schedule is very demanding. He can't be ready like this. He needs time and makeup and wardrobe. People
such a snazzy.
Get used to it. Get fucking used to it.
I would never wear a hat if I were you. I really wouldn't.
Really?
Never. Come on, man.
A visor. I would wear a visor.
Now I've seen you've been filming some videos with no hat on lately. You're embracing the flock.
Well, no, I really have. I've had a good month hair wise, so I'm just kind of letting that run and, you know, letting it take me to
I would 1000% be a visor guy if I was Joe, because then you can have a little flair.
It's a win-win.
It's
it's a win-win.
Fair. It's not fair,
it's a
really.
Win-win.
God has blessed him with
Mikey, you got the body of a Greek god. You're shredded, so you got that going for you.
Yeah, as I drink a beer. Yeah.
Fellas,
about to eat $800 of Chinese food. But
we got
a lot to get into here. Okay, we got a lot to get into. A
lot to digest.
I'll start, and then, you know, we'll go with what happened last week, and then I will we'll do a Bobby Blockbuster segment. We'll do the buy or sell, the whole nine yards. What Mikey V did this week to the top five in order to get himself the dinner and the free dinner is one of the sickest things I think I've ever seen. He manipulated from the get-go.
Manipulated?
He sure did. I mean, he forced people to go over to vote for him for the top five. When you look at the top five, he did propaganda. I mean, the push he made to win last week's top five was crazy. It was crazy.
That's a grassroots campaign, Bob.
It was absolutely. And he won.
With all due respect, he's got 64,000 followers. You have 460.
Yeah, yeah.
You could have done a live. You could have done something and asked your following to come in to save the day and pick up the flag and run to retreat for you. You didn't do it.
Do you know what
wouldn't have mattered? Wouldn't have mattered.
You know what it was, Joey D?
Mikey, I think it would have.
I don't think it would have
done one of his lies.
I mean, if he pleaded for people to, I never pled for people to vote for me. I just said, you know what? I think you should vote for me. That's what I said.
Hold on. He never pled for people to vote for him.
I said you should vote for me.
Can we please roll the clip of Bear Down on his story with the there were multiple stories that I just thought that my top five was so much better. I really did. There's times where I'm thinking, okay, my top five doesn't have a good chance. I thought it was so superior.
You overestimated the quality of your top five.
That's not true.
A little
bit. So bottom line is, Bear Down, you get the DoorDash dinner.
Yep.
Okay. With the DoorDash dinner, what are you thinking? I'd prefer if you were doing Postmates, but
I'm going Chinese, and there's no third party involved. It'll be a direct phone call to the restaurant for delivery from you. Is what it'll be.
Are restaurants still doing that?
Yeah. Oh yeah. This is New Jersey, so yeah. It's going to be Chinese. So people are the listeners and the faithful are just they're a unique and special group of individuals. I was bombarded with replies for what should I order after winning the contest. Bombarded. The overwhelming majority was Chinese feast. And it just so happens we're recording on Sunday. What's today's date? The 22nd? Or no, what's today's date?
Today's the 22nd. Yeah.
Today happens to be Lunar New Year, which is the Chinese New Year. So in honor of that, in combination with the fact that the overwhelming response was for Chinese food, how appropriate that the feast today shall be a Chinese food feast. And that's what it'll be.
Wow. There, and by the way, you get a lot of food for $100 from a Chinese restaurant.
Now, this is a gourmet restaurant. But,
oh, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, if it goes over a little bit, listen, this isn't the Price is Right. He's, you know, pay the piper, Bob.
I'm curious to see. First off, that's sick. Second, I'm curious to see $100. Are you feeding the family or is this just for you?
No, family.
Oh, I'm curious to see the order that you put.
I was about to get bodied.
I'm going to send it over. I'd like you to order it on the pod. I'd like you to call the restaurant.
That's so sick.
While on the pod and order it on the pod.
If it comes up to $150.
He probably will. He'll probably do that.
I can, out of fairness of the bet, it was a $100 bet. I can pay. I'll Venmo you the difference.
He's going to, and you know what he's going to do? He's going to say. Yeah, that's what he's going to say. It's exactly what he's going to do. It's going to be over $100.
By the way, I will say this, though. I have never been more impressed with the little engine that could mentality out of the boys. I underestimated.
Wow, Joe.
I underestimated this group of people. They are, they're like piranhas, Mikey.
They are.
Have yourself, like, legitimately, I think the only other army I've ever seen that, like, compares to this is the Jersey Jerry.
Jersey Jerry,
army.
Yeah.
And you have yourself, like, a little, like, like these guys are, like, ready to go to war for you.
They are. They are. There's nobody like them. There's nobody like them. I'm telling you right now, man. They are loyal as they come.
They're there.
They're as loyal as they come. The voiceless are as loyal as they come. Plain and simple.
I will say, Joe, to piggyback off your point, the last we've seen was Jersey Jerry, where you just don't mess with his army. You just don't upset his people.
No, you don't.
It is very reminiscent of what's going on with this whole Bear Down army. It's starting to look a lot like Jerry Dunn's.
Bob, you might be getting some overlap of Jersey Jerry and voiceless combined.
Tell you what, if we ever join forces, forget it. We could take over the Western Hemisphere if we ever join forces. Forget it. These people will go to bat, will go to death, will go to bat for me every single day of the week. It's actually sick. Like today when I put out that thing that Joe was busting my balls about how I fucked up one post and I said that Dallas was playing at San Francisco was playing at Dallas. I got it mixed around. I said, I really need an assistant because I worked on these picks for like almost 2 hours before I put that post up. But I can't know. But the point of it is, I can't tell you how many people DM'd me and was like, Bear Down, I will quit my job tomorrow to come and be your assistant. I swear to God.
You need
these people are, let me get these straight, people are unbelievable, bro.
You need an assistant to remind you whether Dallas balls. Is playing at home.
Well, that was the whole point. It was such a major oversight for something that I spent so much time on. Like, how could I have done that? You know what I mean? Like, I felt like this was a bad play by me.
Now,
but good for them.
Your only subs picks are doing very, very well.
Yeah.
They really are. They're doing very well. You know what I will say, though, that actually bothered me from last week? Because I Bear Down straight picks, too. You know, as Prize Picks, fingers are always on the pulse. I speak very, very highly on Bear Down's ability to handicap. I really do.
What
really bothered me last week, because he totally fell for the one, you know, the football, it's such a week-to-week league and people just overhype things. Bear Down fell hook, line, and sinker for the whole Giants phenomenon after they won last week. Mikey, did you not? Which really bothered me because there's no way you believe that.
Oh, what I said. Yeah. No,
that this team could win the Super Bowl was crazy. It's unlike you.
I said I could see it happening because I thought they had the same type of formula. I thought they had an elite defensive line, which got absolutely shredded yesterday, which I'm going to tell you something right now. This Kayvon Thibodeau, do yourself a favor, number five. No disrespect, but All the parading around and all the talk and all this and that, the stats don't really back it up, bro. Like, yeah, he's your pressures and stuff. Yeah, he's very good, but you know what? Where was he last night? He was just throwing his hands up in the air. I think Dexter Lawrence is a guy. Personally, for me, Dexter Lawrence is a dog. I think But Philly did an excellent job last night. It was a wake-up call for the Giants. But I think the Giants are going in the right direction. I don't think you could say anything about that head coach. I think he's phenomenal.
No, he's great. He's great.
It's just the Giants are going to have a lot of decisions now. Are you going to pay Saquon Barkley? Are you going to pay Daniel Jones? I think you have to pay Daniel Jones now. Well, yeah, but it's harder to find a quarterback than a running back, Joe. It's harder to find a quarterback, and do they have something in Daniel Jones? I thought he did well. His receivers were terrible. Let's be honest. His best receivers, Darius Slayton, or this guy Hodgins, or these people, Richie James. I never even heard of these guys.
He needs good receivers.
But he does. Not to bash the guy, but I think they're going to fall into like a Ryan Tannehill thing where, you know, they have a good run into the playoffs. Yeah. Yep. You think Tannehill's the guy, and nothing wrong with Daniel Jones, but do you really think he's a Super Bowl winning quarterback? Do you really think he's that? I'm not saying he's bad.
I don't know. I'd have to see him in another couple of years with Daboll's system, and I'd have to see him with some legitimate talent on the edges. It's kind of like the Bears situation in terms of who he's throwing the ball to. He's throwing the ball to guys who should be working at Walmart. I mean, I want to see him with real players, but regardless, yeah, I did hype the Giants up last week. I am constantly exposed to the New York media, so a lot of it is the influence of people pissing in my ear about how good Giants are, the Giants this, the Giants that. But I did not bet the Giants last night. The only bet I took last night was a straight play of the Giants scoring more than 2.5 points in the first quarter, which, by the way, they crossed midfield on the first drive, and then the play calling was just absurd. It was absurd.
Joey D really did stick true to like a good, good gambling hiatus. He really did. I mean, there was times he went to the national championship game. He goes, Joey D slung in an absolute.
All right. Can you relax?
This guy put in an absolute. He went on a hiatus and he really did good. I mean,
I did 2 weeks.
He did three weeks.
I'm on
so now, Joe. So, Joe, the bomb is on the Bills today, right?
The fucking it's Bills minus five.
Hey, look, here's the thing, Bob. Josh Allen's my guy. He's our guy, friend of the pod. If I'm going down swinging, I'm going down swinging with the guy in my corner. And that's the bottom line. And this is a guy that I want to see win a Super Bowl. And it's their time. I really think so.
I tell you, I love both of these. First of all, today's slate on paper blows yesterday's slate out of the water. The two biggest spreads of the week were yesterday. Obviously with the Jaguars Chiefs, the biggest spread on the board. And then the second biggest being the Eagles Giants. Today's games, I love both these quarterbacks in the AFC game. I don't want to see either of them lose. I love Burrow and I love Josh Allen, obviously. And then you got Cowboys Niners, which is number one. That's a classic old school matchup of 90s powerhouses anyway, in the 80s. But this slate today is going to be special. I'm so excited to watch these games with free Chinese food as well. That's just a bonus, the cherry on top. But these games today are going to be fucking special. Both of them, I think both games are going to be really good. The weather in Buffalo, you're going to get snow. It's supposed to snow. It's going to be it's going to be epic. Epic
Mikey
game.
Mikey V, can you do me a favor? I think it is best for the pod. I'd love at the end, because I want to see what you do with that order. You got $100 to work with. I want to see what you do with that order.
Okay.
Can you call that in at the near the end of the show?
You want me to call it in?
I think it's best if you call it in. You know,
how am I going to do that?
You call it in.
But how am I supposed to pay for it?
I'll Venmo.
You want me to put it on? Oh, you want to Venmo back?
Okay. Yes, that's
no problem.
Yes,
no problem. No problem. Yeah, I'll do that at the end.
That's exactly Joey D. Yep. We head over to you.
I'd be remiss if I didn't bring this up because I think it needs to be discussed, and it was something that happened this week. Our friend Mikey V. I mean, this guy is—he's built different, Bob. He's built different. Went on Twitter and tweeted after the Ryan Clark somehow tweets that he had just watched Scent of a Woman. And Mikey V then anticipates, because he watched a critically acclaimed movie, that he is indeed a friend of the pod, responds and retweets back to Ryan Clark.
So bad.
By any chance, was it because you watched The Brilliantly Dumb Show?
It's so bad.
Please put the tweet up. Ryan Clark body bags him, Bob. Like,
no,
absolutely.
No, he didn't.
Bodies him.
No, he doesn't.
Thank God, because you know what? I think I would have forgot it, and I would have been so upset if I did.
I'm just Bob, can it's, you finish explaining what happened?
It's not that he body bagged him.
This is another pretzel job.
It's the fact that he got the answer that he did not want and he was not looking for.
I didn't expect any answer.
What was the answer, Bob? Ryan Clark.
Now, mind you, Ryan did DM me, and we could tell that he saw the buy or sell segment because he thanked me for the kind words.
So he did watch the pod episode in which Scent of the Woman was Bobby Blockbuster's. Fact or fiction? Fact or fiction? Just say fact or fiction. Fact or fiction? Thank you. Okay. Next point. Go ahead, Bob. All right.
Ryan Clark, my mind, you guys recommended Scent of a Woman. Ryan Clark tweets, Al Pacino just told Charlie his plan on Scent of a Woman. This movie is dope. And yes, this is the first time I've seen it. Now, my dude, he can't let it go. He can't.
Well, no, I don't have a problem with this. This makes sense to me.
So Mikey V tweets back to Clark in response to that tweet and goes, Ryan, please let me know honestly, was the reason for watching this film due to the Bobby Blockbuster segment on the Brilliantly Dumb Show?
That is fair.
The people need to know. I'll hang up and listen. So Clark responds just a few minutes later and just bodies him, just goes, no. I watched Malcolm X and wondered who beat Denzel out for the Oscar.
Okay,
it was Pacino.
tough spot for Denzel. I don't Clark's think that's a body bagging.
The nerve well, on
that's,
this guy.
This would have been now, Mikey, the body bagging so would have been this. The body bagging would have been this. The body bagging would have been simply no response whatsoever. That would have been a stonewall.
No.
That would have been a stonewall. And still, by the way, when I respond back to that, he then likes the tweet about him coming onto the show potentially. He likes the tweet. Ryan Clark doesn't owe me anything.
Up until this point, I have no issue with what Mikey V did.
But is it fair to say that that was not the response, A, that you expected, and B, that you wanted?
I didn't expect any response, Bob. I didn't expect any response.
Even said in our group
Come
chat.
Come on, Mikey. You can't say that. You did.
I didn't expect Ryan Clark to reply to me. Good for him doing it. He's a man of the people, obviously, but what the hell?
But I think we all wanted Ryan Clark to say yes, that it was. So I think we can all agree
100%. I wish that he did. Now, I still think he might have, but he's got a safe face. So
we're
going
to have to. Yeah.
That's
we're
fine. Gonna, and maybe he's listening right now. Ryan, we'd love to have him.
I would love Ryan Clark.
I wish I could
say
what Mikey V actually said. That would be
his. I said I'm a huge Ryan Clark fan.
Up until this point, I have no issue with what you said. Okay. Where you're at fault is you come back after that tweet and you double down.
Let it go.
I'm a gambling man.
Let it go. Read the tweet, Joey D. Read
it. You have it. You read it. I got it.
Fucking read. You want me to read it? I'll read it.
Yeah, read it. You got at that point. When he sends back that tweet, you gotta back off.
Yes, you gotta
back off. That's it.
Yeah.
But this guy can't let it go. No. He can't. It's not in his DNA. He's gotta dig deeper.
It is not. And that's why I love our dear friend Mikey V.
Yeah.
He's just cut from a different jib.
Now I will say, I really do think we could get Ryan on the pod. And I'd love to have. I really, really am fine.
I would love to ask him about his thoughts on the tweets. If
I would too. It'd be the first topic for sure.
And you know what? I would say if we ever did get him on the pod, I would have to give our dear friend, Mikey V, a lot of credit for being instrumental in getting him on.
Right. That's correct.
I don't know. I think I'm doing a lot of the legwork there.
You've done a lot of legwork, but Bob, you can't ignore the significance of tweeting at a guy. He tweets back thinking it's done, and then Mikey V doubles down.
Look, I don't
like I can't find the thing where I said anxiously waiting, because I know that's the one you want me to
that was the one. Yeah,
I can't find it. Okay.
I got it. You have it, Bob?
Go ahead.
So
yeah, go ahead.
Clark says that, and then Mikey V responds. Now, I think we're watching this go down. I'm thinking, okay, that's the end of it. He's not going to respond.
Right.
And Mikey V does. At the real Ryan Clark 25, we at the Brilliantly Dumb Show appreciate the shit out of your craft and your honest response. Fair. As such, we invite you onto the show at your next earliest convenience to talk movies, the NFL, food, and other critical topics of import. Anxiously awaiting your reply, cuz.
I think that's fair. I think that was eloquent and fair.
Very nice to him. I just thought at that point, it's over. You know
why
what
is
I mean?
It over? Why is it over? I'm not going to bug him. I'm not going to DM. It's not like I'm DMing
the guy.
Going
and asking the girl to school dance to dance with you. She doesn't dance with you, and then you double down and ask her the next song to dance again.
I'm not a quitter, Joe. I'm not a quitter. I wasn't raised to be a quitter.
Rejection is best served cold, Mikey V.
Hey, listen, I'm working on a couple appearances. I'm working. I got a legit Ryan Clark hook, by the way. I got a legit hook with Clark. And I might be working on a Glennie Balls appearance. Me and him have made. I really would like to ask him some in-depth questions.
No one is more dedicated to the pod than Mikey B. There really is not. And I appreciate the living hell. We bust your chops, but we do appreciate that you're out there grinding. You're in the trenches.
Thanks, Joe. Look, Mike.
I appreciate that. I'm the little engine that could, right, Joe?
You really are. Thomas the Tugboat.
It's Thomas the Train, you fucking idiot.
Thomas the Tugboat.
It's Thomas the Train, Joe, not Thomas the Tugboat.
All right.
The Train.
All right. Let's get. but that's what Joe does. Joe always does that to work.
Thomas the Tugboat. Thomas
he tries to give you a compliment, and from the bottom of his heart, he's really trying to give you a compliment.
I wish
it
comes
out so bad. But he backhands fuck out of you while he does it. You know, Mikey V, the little engine.
Mikey V, he tried so hard, his little following that he has on it. God bless his heart, you know. It's very cute what he does on there. You know,
you
got
to do a pretzel
job.
Let's talk pretzel. That's a pretzel. I was opening up as a man and giving you kudos. That's all
I appreciate. I love it, Joey.
I really, Joe, I do.
Hey, and you look
clap,
great.
Let's clap it up. Come on, Joey D. Put those hands together. Good episode.
Give me those big paws, Big Bear.
Keep it up, boys.
All right.
Keep it up.
Bob, the pressing matter at hand.
Folks, our next sponsor is a sponsor that I just so happen to use and take every single day, a product that I use and take every single day, Athletic Greens. You cannot go wrong when you're taking Athletic Greens. I wanted better mental health, physical health, gut health, and that is exactly what Athletic Greens does. You cannot go wrong when you go Athletic Greens. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you are absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. You can't go wrong. It starts your day right. I do it. I take one scoop of the Athletic Greens, down it with the water, and I am good to go. Mentally, I feel great. Physically, I feel great. After a workout, I use it, and it is absolutely terrific. Now, to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/dumb. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/dumb. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. Do it with Athletic Greens. You can't go wrong.
Bobby Blockbusters, I need... Desperately, Mikey V, we desperately need to get on the board here.
Yeah, we do.
Here's what
I'm
scared want
to ask. What did you think of Equalizer?
Before I even go into it, I do want to just address a comment that I saw that actually bothered me, Joe, is somebody said, this has got to be a bit in regards to the movies. It is the furthest thing. I'm not proud of the fact that I'm on the outside of every movie joke, that I'm not a movie. It's not something I'm proud of. With that being said, in regards to the movies, it is such a rare taste in what I like that I got to call it like I see it. With that being said, let's get into Equalizer, okay, which I saw, I think, the day after you guys recommended to me. My honest take, honest to God, in the beginning through the middle of it, I was hooked. I was in. Then I fell asleep, and I came back to watch the.
the first person in the history of mankind falls asleep in the middle of the Equalizer.
It was late at night, by the way, when I watched it. I knew I was going to go back. That's what I've done with most of these.
I think he's watching like Gone with the Wind or something. You fall asleep during the Equalizer. What the fuck, man?
So
go ahead. Sorry.
I went all the way through the middle, and I'm like, this is they nailed it. Like it's right up my alley.
Wow.
It was awesome. I love Denzel Washington.
Yeah, he's great.
As the movie goes on, it gets so unrealistic. And so, like, when they're in the warehouse and they're firing stuff through cans of paint and he's just killing any, like, it just got so unrealistic to the point of where, and then all of a sudden he's in Russia and finds a way into the guy's bathroom to kill. It just is like, at what point is it like, come on? So in the middle of it,
I think maybe we found something though. I think we found something.
Yeah, but
Joe.
Now we got to
add Maybe we press the Denzel.
We
got to
add another stipulation now. Is we need another factor is realism for Bob to enjoy the movie. I mean,
I think what? I have one.
But
I think
Joe,
I have one.
But Joe, am I wrong? Does it not get a little like? And then he meets the guy at the restaurant, and all of a sudden he just kills the guy in the bathroom and said that he's gone. Like it's like, come on.
I think I have the one.
I really do.
No, it gets unreal. The Russia part is absurd at the end.
It's absurd.
No question about it.
Okay.
Now, the warehouse thing, I mean, he's especially trained. He's supposed to be the most highly specially trained government agent. So, I mean, it is what it is. I think I have the movie because I think it doesn't get unrealistic and the way it goes. Now, maybe he's seen it already and it's a Denzel film. And Joe, I think you'll agree. Ethan Hawke, Denzel Washington.
He's seen
training,
it. He's
training
it.
Day.
Love Training Day.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I like Training Day a lot.
I knew it.
I like
that. I have a movie that I think Bob would like.
Okay.
And it's a little bit on the unrealistic side. Limitless with Bradley Cooper. Wait,
I've told you that I've seen that, Joey D. I've told you. Ten, you have recommended
Limitless with Bradley Cooper. Limitless.
Joe, you have recommended that movie 10 times to me, and I told you all 10 times I have seen Limitless. How many times are we?
You
were
so excited to say it too.
Limitless.
What about the movie that Mikey V that you wanted to do last time, Snatch?
No, he's never going to go for that. He's just not a guy who could sit through a Guy Ritchie movie. He just, he can't. I don't think he can. And the accents, he'll be complaining about the accents and how he had to put it on fucking closed captions and shit.
Oh, so
I have a good one.
You guys 0 for 5 now?
How about...
Wait, so your Equalizer's no? It's a no?
The end of... It was so... The end of it... It was too much.
So what does
much
it get on the Bobby Bagel scale?
It's a 5.
Someone put out on Twitter the Bobby Bagel scale.
Same
so five,
number as
five
Jurassic
out of 10
Park.
Bagels.
5 out of 10 bagels.
Okay.
5 out of 10 bagels.
Yo, what about this comedy classic with two of the funniest guys to ever grace the face of the earth? One of them no longer with us. Robin Williams, Nathan Lane, The Birdcage.
I have not seen that.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Yeah, you guys got to come in together on one. Look, outside of The Godfather, because I get
movie.
The Godfather's me, I think you guys have done an atrocious job. I really
give me a break.
You're
the hardest.
You're trying
to pick somebody. You're like the Russian judge at the ice skating. You know,
how about
your skating?
How about Terminator 2, Judgment Day?
He won't go for it. It's not realistic enough.
I wouldn't be excited about that.
No, it's not supposed to be.
Bob, have you watched Independence Day?
That's not realistic either.
No.
But it's about our country.
I do like our country. Yeah, I do like our country.
I do like
our
country.
Movie.
That's a good response.
Or I have one, The Usual Suspects.
That's a good one. I don't think
you
I'll
love
like
it, though. I mean,
one.
I want you guys to love it. I want
it to
be.
The problem is, Bob, there's so many movies people keep suggesting that you've seen already. People like Shawshank Redemption, he's seen it.
Great.
Forrest Gump, he's seen it. Training Day, he's seen it. Limitless, he's seen it. Like, there's
Limitless.
So many movies that I would recommend, but your sample size is so small.
Yeah, it's hard.
You know, it's like you know, if you're trying to buy a car, it'd be like one make in the world that you would actually enjoy buying, and everything else just doesn't fit the specs.
Rounders, he's seen Rounders. That
I
was
like
another
Rounders.
One that
I like Rounders
yeah,
a lot.
That's a shame.
Come on,
that's
guys, dig deep. I want
oh
to.
Oh my god. What about Grumpy Old Men?
Grumpy Old Men could be interesting. Grumpy Old Men might be up his alley a little bit. That might be that. It's so dry that might be.
It's like a
wheelhouse.
Movie his dad would
yeah,
enjoy.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's
yeah.
why I think he might enjoy it.
Grumpy Old Men, maybe Burgess Meredith.
My dad also liked
Walter Matthau.
Raging Bull, though, and I hated Raging Bull.
Oh, tell your dad Raging Bull is like my number two or number one personal favorite movie of all time.
Yeah, we go back and forth on that all the time. It's black and white.
Have you ever watched Silver Linings Playbook?
Great movie.
Great See, movie. This is the problem. We got to start etching down what he's seen.
All right, so go with Grumpy Old Men. I think that would be good.
Yeah, we're going to pivot here, Bob. We're going to a comedy, Grumpy Old Men.
Okay, hey, and you both feel good about it?
The other one I wanted to tell him, it's a
I don't know what I feel Mikey good about.
Mikey P don't love
is
it.
Back to the Future, I think, is a movie he needs to watch as well, but I just don't know at this point. It's like
no, he'll poo-poo it. He'll Grumpy be like, Old Men. They're traveling back in time. I mean, come on. This isn't possible. You guys are wasting my time.
At least your movie knowledge is starting to slowly grow with this segment. Yeah.
You know what, Joe? That was the goal of it. That really was. That was the goal.
I just think you rate movies harder than any, like your scale of success. You said you liked fucking My Cousin Vinny and you gave it a 6 out of 10.
Yeah, that's a tough score.
Like, I don't understand what you're looking for, Bob.
I want like a
blow you out of your socks.
I want like a Pursuit of Happiness. Or, you know, Goodwill Hunting, or make me feel good.
You want like inspirational movies.
Yeah.
7 Pounds with Will Smith.
I think I've seen it at some point, but I don't remember it enough.
Seven Pounds with Will Smith.
I don't know. I never saw it.
Grumpy Old Men.
Well, now he wants inspirational movies.
No, I'm open to, you know, there's other movies I like. Wedding Crashers is one of my favorite movies of all time.
I mean, that's a comedy.
All right, so let's go.
How about have you ever seen Old School?
Loved Old School.
Have you seen Into the Wild?
Yes. Like it, don't love it.
What about Braveheart?
No.
Wow, Braveheart's a great movie. Braveheart's a great movie, but again, I don't know if he could sit through it, bro. I really don't know if he could sit through it. But that's
I don't know.
Movie.
Something about this grumpy old man I don't feel good about. You guys aren't – Mikey V is not confident at all.
I'm not confident in anything at this point.
I got a movie for you.
Oh, here you go.
Actually, I don't. Never mind. Oh,
that was good. Okay.
Wait, what's the movie – hold on.
We're going to have to move on from this segment, though. We're going to have to because this is really – it's becoming troublesome.
I think we go with Braveheart.
Okay, go with Braveheart. Braveheart's a classic movie.
It's a
classic movie.
It's a war movie. Mel Gibson, Scotland versus England. This is a historical, like, if you know the background of the significance of the two clashes of these countries, England owned basically Scotland. They were basically living in a land they were not free. Mel Gibson's character tries to claim freedom for his country, and it's some fucking intense war scenes, bluff stuff. It's very inspirational.
That I would be excited about. Let's go with that.
Okay.
Bottom line is it's more than Grumpy Old Men is whatever. Braveheart is a classic. At least
we'll see.
I think Mikey B, if we start just suggesting him classics and he doesn't buy into it, then at least we could say we're suggesting a good movie.
Yeah, I mean, it worst comes to worst with Braveheart. At least I could do a really entertaining pinata farm with Bob Bob in a kilt saying, you know, they may take our lives, but they may never take our freedom. So at the end of the day, well,
one of the best lines ever in a movie.
Yes, it is. All right, Braveheart, Bob.
Okay. All right, there we go. I'm okay with that. Let's get into our buy or sell segment, fellas. Okay. I'd like to start, if I may.
You may.
This is going to be very unpopular. And it's not to say that I don't like it, but I just think from a tactical standpoint, it's just such a better way to go. I am going to sell steakhouse appetizers. Now, I know everybody likes to start with like a wedge or whatnot. I went to a steakhouse the other day. If you play your cards right with the steak and the steak is so good, you don't need the appetizers, especially with how key sides are. By the time the entree comes to where I find a lot of times when I'm at a steakhouse, I do go heavy on the appetizers as a lot of people would. But by the time the steak comes out, you can't really enjoy the steak and the sides as much because you're somewhat full to where I think the better play is really do it right. You're already paying top dollar on the steak. Do the sides right. Do the steak right. And that's it's such a more enjoyable experience. Yeah. And I know it's unpopular.
Here's the issue with that, Bob. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to break it down to you quite simply. The issue with that is when you don't order appetizers, you don't have a barrier in terms of your wait time to wait for the entree to come. So you could literally be sitting there for 35, 40 minutes, depending on the order of the steak. If somebody in your group orders a medium well steak, that steak's going to take easily 25, 30 minutes to the point where you're sitting there. And if the service isn't fast with drinks reflowing, it can dampen the environment of the dinner setting. I might give you a wrong or is that
to me, the whole point of it is to be as hungry as possible for the main event. Now, I get what you're saying, but a lot of times I've noticed if they do the appetizer, you eat the appetizers, and then, you know, you wait 15 minutes, you realize you're somewhat full.
You're telling me if you order for four people a dozen oysters, that a few oysters are going to ruin your appetite for a steak?
Well, that's different, though.
I think maybe, Bob, I see where you're taking this, but maybe just, like, dim down how many appetizers are being ordered. I don't think you need to eradicate the appetizer.
Yeah, I personally can't see myself going to a really good upper echelon steakhouse and not having a wedge salad. I mean, a wedge salad to me is an automatic must-have at any steakhouse. That in addition to some type of raw seafood appetizer, whether it be crab cocktail or I mean, that's my favorite.
Is running onto the field to play a game before the
cocktail, raw bar tower, seafood tower. I mean, that's
like TV. Am I not wrong? It's like running onto the pitch to play a game and you haven't warmed up. You're not ready for that.
I steakhouse dinner is an experience, and I don't want to. I mean, if you're just going straight to the entree, you're missing a nice big portion of the meal.
Saying is that I've noticed. What I enjoy, the experience that I've joined the most with the steakhouse is when I just really, do I want the appetizers? Of course I want the appetizers. But when I stay hungry for the main event, I'm able to really get down to business on the stuff that really, really matters. Any of the other appetizers I could do any other time.
So you're saying that if we went to Frankie and Johnny's again, you would tell Nikki Diamonds to hold the oyster?
No, because those oysters saying? Rockefeller are.
You better not be having lunch that day, my friend. The chicken Caesar wrap for lunch and out the window.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what
I would
I'm
never
saying.
Get in the way of the Nikki Diamonds order. And then Frankie and Johnny's is so clutch where it's so good. A lot of times with the appetizers, it doesn't blow you away. Save up for the main event. And I know that's a tough take, and I know I'll get buried for it. That's okay. that's just what I've seen. It's just what I've seen.
Okay. Hey, that's why we're here.
Let's send it over to Joey Day by yourself.
I'm selling this week. Guy, by the way, I've tried to back this guy for a while. And what I saw a couple nights ago, I can't back him anymore. He's an absolute clown. Shannon Sharp is in my books done. This guy is on the Lakers, sitting courtside, and then somehow has to get himself involved and is smack talking the entire Grizzlies roster, goes back at Ja Morant's dad. The guy's wearing a sweater like it's 50 below inside of the stadium. The guy is absolutely, I've tried to back him up because I used to like watching his show with Skip. This guy has lost the plot. He's trying to stay relevant. He's got terrible takes. I don't watch his show anymore. And to be quite honest, I saw that. I'm selling the hell out of Shannon Sharp. I'm selling it.
Joe, I agree with it wholeheartedly. I really do.
What are we doing here, man?
Any other fan, I know he's an ex-athlete, but the bottom line is at that point, he is a fan.
He's a Hall of Fame athlete.
Any other person
be thrown out.
Would have been thrown out. Yeah. They would have been. You can't do that. You just can't.
What is he even
going
at him about? I don't even understand why he's getting at me.
Stupid. Yeah, but you know what? It's such shock jock stuff that him and Bayless do. Like they don't even have legitimate takes. Everything is literally done. And that's an FS1 show, right?
Yeah, it's a great show.
Okay, so FS1, if you notice their guys that they have on there, they're all clowns. Colin Cowherd. All these guys are shock jocks. They don't even say – Cowherd, half the time, the stuff he says is not even true. He doesn't even give
factual
information.
Bob used to love him. And
he used to be my guy.
On the radio, he wasn't terrible, but this is – when I'm talking about way back when, but now it's just these guys just say things for shock value, like Skip Bayless saying this week that he would take Tony Pollard over Christian McCaffrey. I love Tony Pollard. I think he's tremendous. But for him to say that, it's just because he wants people to react to it. And the same with Shannon Sharp.
Yeah, and you know what? Bottom line is, I also lost a lot of respect for the Grizzlies. First off, the Grizzlies do talk a lot of shit. And for them even to entertain it, they shouldn't have even done that as well. But Joe's right. You know, you just can't do that. No. If anybody else were to do that, you can't do it.
Okay, Mikey B, you're buy or sell, sir.
I'm selling also this week. We're all selling. I'm going to sell this. And listen, Dana White is a genius in terms of what he's done with the UFC. He's a genius. You call him a scumbag personally, whatever you want to say about him, he's a genius. This new thing, this slap league, have you seen this? The guys that just slap each other in the face?
Oh.
This is by far, I can't even watch it. It is so barbarically, ignorantly stupid, in my opinion. It is so dumb. You must have the IQ of a penny to watch these idiots. They're not athletes. They're not fighters. They're just total fucking idiots slapping each other back and forth in the face. There's no value to it whatsoever. It's not cool. It's not fun. It's not interesting. It's totally ignorant and fucking stupid. I just can't believe that this is actually becoming a thing, and even more so that people are interested in or watching it on a consistent basis. I'm selling the shit out of it. It's so dumb to me. I literally pray for the future of this country if that's the kind of entertainment that we're looking for. Absolute trash, 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 trash.
Trying so hard to get UFC tickets for March, and I actually DM'd them as if I would get a response. Nothing, okay. Nothing. I shot my shot.
You messaged Steinberg.
Shot.
I have to no avail. Trust me, I have depleted every UFC possible. John Jones is coming back in the car. Me and my
Can't
dad
you just
already
buy
bought
the tickets. Aren't they available?
Not yet. We're going pre-sale. It's something out. It's outrageous.
It's got to be insane.
Which I'm willing to do.
If
but
John
I really
Jones is on the card,
seat.
It's got to be insane.
Yeah, I'm trying to get three tickets, and it's insane. I mean,
who's
the
going? You and your dad?
Me, my dad, and my uncle are going. Trying to get tickets. I've been trying to get UFC tickets for it's like one of the hardest tickets. And with John Jones coming back.
Yeah, that's yeah.
You know, it's going to be tough. So Dana, if you're watching, apologies for Mikey
Maybe
V's
tweet.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Do better. I mean, listen, you don't need that. You got more money than King Croesus. You don't need to have people slapping each other in the face. It's fucking, it's barbaric. It's against the, it's not even human what they're doing. It's disgusting.
All right. All right, fellas.
You know the winner of that thing wins like $5,000? That's like the grand prize is like $5,000.
Is that what it is?
Could you imagine that? Could you fucking imagine that?
Yeah, it was
Why don't you
grand.
Sign up for fucking the prize picks? I'll give you a five-teamer. You can do that instead of getting slapped in the face. Huh?
The guy's face was reassembled.
Bro,
for $5,000?
He won $5,000.
Yes. Yeah, it's Bob.
EFC actually on Barstool put a whole bit about it, Bob. It was.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, the whole guy's face was like shifted over like clay.
Bro, it's insane. It's insane. It's insane. It's insane.
All right, fellas, let's go ahead and get into our top five. This is
when am I ordering this Chinese food?
Yeah, when is he ordering the Chinese food?
I say right after the top five.
Okay, fair.
I say we do our top five, and then you put the order in. This is a Joey D special here that you're getting today. Last week with Dorothy DeMar. This week is Joey D. That's Joey DeMar. Cutsy, why don't you tell the folks what we're going to be doing today and then start off with your top five.
So today we're doing top five artists, musicians, bands, whatever you want to do. If they're a performer, you like them, they're in your wheelhouse, you put them in. I'm going to preface this by saying that I'm going to get body bagged to the tune of the Ryan Clark tweet that Mikey V got on my top five. And you know what? That's fine because I'm going to be true to myself. I am going to list my top five. I know I'm going to get absolutely hosed, but that's okay. That's fine. So I might as well just get right into it. I'm not looking forward to this at all.
I can't wait.
At number five,
wait.
I'm going to get body bagged right out of the way. Justin Bieber for me is the number five pick. Okay. I know. Listen, to me, this is my top five right now that I listen to. The guy is Canadian. He represents the country.
Oh, wow.
Been unbelievable. And you know what? He's done so much for our country. And he's got pretty good music. I listen to his shit consistently. Give me Bieber at five. And number four, I'm going to go with, I think, the best rapper of all time, Eminem, at four. Okay? I'm going to go with Marshall Mathers. You know, guys, you can.
We're not saying anything.
I haven't said a single word.
We did not say a word.
I mean, the look.
It's gonna take me a while to get over.
I swear, I just murdered my family. Number four, Eminem for me. Okay, and number three is a pick that I think you'll both actually approve of is Queen. Queen at three.
Great band. Okay? Great band.
At number two. I'm going to get bodied on this again. This is one, I think this guy revolutionized R&B, and I've seen him live in concert.
I know who he's going to say. Are you ready for the three count?
Yeah.
One, two, three, Usher.
Yeah. Wow. Usher Raymond at two. This guy.
Wow. This is really.
I mean, listen, these are your personal.
He's great. He's great. We're not bashing. No, we're not bashing.
No, you can bash me, but I'm being honest.
No, I'm not. Bieber in the top five.
And I'm not listening to, like, I like
Bieber over Usher.
Really? Okay.
If you ask me, like, if I like Rolling Stones, or I like all of that, but I'm not going to put it as my top five just to get votes. This is what I listen to consistently. Number one, another Canadian icon. And this guy is as hot as anybody in the game right now. He's just a stud. I would love to have a night out with this guy. Would be unbelievable.
Got to be Drake.
It's Drake at one.
The difference that you are going to see between, and hey, look, I ain't knocking Joey D's list at all, but the difference you are going to see. And Mikey V, who's up next for our top five.
I know you guys are going to go with classical ones and you're going to blow me out of the water.
Look, here's the deal, Joey D.
I'm going to give you exactly what I listen to. You like what you like. I'm going to give you exactly what I listen to. Right, right.
We can't knock you for that. You like what you like. And,
yes.
And that's okay. And that's
I feel like Bobby Blockbusters of music right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you're going to have some people back you up.
Yeah, oh, probably. Yeah.
I bet you do.
Probably.
Okay, Mikey V, take it away.
Number five, the greatest voice in female history, by my estimation, maybe the greatest voice in general. One of the best national anthems, the best national anthem, excuse me, of all time at the Super Bowl. Whitney Houston at number five. Whitney Houston, club bangers, regular songs, love songs. The Bodyguard, Kevin Costner. Whitney Houston, all-time GOAT, period. Singer,
I don't think you listen to Whitney Houston that much.
100%. 100%. I mean, Whitney Houston has club remixes that were, I mean, they were anthems. I mean,
I'm not testing you here by any means. It's gonna seem like I am.
Your favorite top five.
Give me four Whitney Houston songs.
I mean, you got How Will I Know? Have you ever heard that? How Will I Know? Then you, I mean, you got the song from the song from the bottom.
I Will Always Love You.
Right, right.
Okay.
Doom, 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 doom. You never heard the Whitney Houston club remixes, Bob.
But Mikey V, can I ask you a question? As bad as my list is, are you doing your five favorite artists, or
no? I have so much Whitney.
Is he trying to win a top five?
I mean,
my Whitney.
This is my library on my phone. Whitney.
All
Houston.
Right, I'm just asking. He was the Whitney Houston guy.
You gotta have that dialogue. My love is your love.
My love is your love. Like you guys don't. I mean, I guess different strokes for different folks. Whitney Houston's five for me all day long. Number four, Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin, banger after banger after banger. Led Zeppelin over the Beatles for me personally, over the Rolling Stones for me personally. I love both of them, considered them both in my top five, but Led Zeppelin to me, going to California, Kashmir. Led Zeppelin,
Stairway to Heaven?
Yeah, Stairway is so like, Stairway, everyone knows Stairway. I'm more of like a Kashmir guy. They're hard stuff. I mean, that's just me. Led Zeppelin at four. Probably my personal favorite band of all time, number three, Pearl Jam. That's my favorite personal band of all time.
Good.
I think Pearl Jam, for me, staying power. Eddie Vedder, to me, people want to talk about Kurt Cobain and Nirvana. To me, Kurt Cobain could not lace Eddie Vedder's shoes in terms of vocal talent. Eddie Vedder, to me, is one of the GOATs in terms of vocal talent. I love Eddie Vedder.
Mikey's got such bars, man. He spits some lines that just so easily. That just are so good.
I just don't think – I mean, Pearl Jam's still around touring today. Number two, Eric Clapton. Eric Clapton, this is a guy who's been in many different bands. You know, you're talking about he was in Cream. Eric Clapton could do it all. One of the greatest guitar players, obviously, ever to walk the face of the earth. But this guy has got song after song after song. And I'm talking legit, like, heaters, like some of his songs. Forever Man, probably my favorite Clapton song. And if you hear the intro to Forever Man, just I want you to just listen to this for 1 second. I know we got places to go and people to see, but just listen to the intro on there.
Can't hear a Bro, thing.
You can't hear it?
Can't hear a damn thing. Oh,
I'm sorry. Hold on. Just the guy is just he's a master. If Derek Bobby, and the Dominoes, Bobby's let me ask you dying. Something: is there anything more familiar? Is there any opening to any song maybe more familiar Dude, than the
I know what,
than to this song?
Layla,
tell me if there's not.
Layla's a great song.
You guys ruined it. So yeah, it was Layla. But yeah,
there we go. That we got. Yeah, that we got.
Look at Joey Don. Go ahead, Joey Don.
Yeah, go get mad, Joey. Go get mad, Don.
Look at the hair. That's unbelievable. But that is just, it's so iconic. And then number one is the chairman of the board for me, Frank Sinatra. And people may give me shit, and I'm going to come right and get in front of it right now to say Sinatra has to be my one for many reasons. My grandfather, who was basically like a second father, worshiped Sinatra to the point where he would speak of Sinatra as if Sinatra was like a family member. That's the way these people who grew up in the Great Depression from this area of the country felt about, a lot of them felt about Sinatra, being from New Jersey himself. Frank Sinatra for me, number one, the argument, and I'll get right in front of it, Sinatra did not write his own music. So I'm not saying the guy's the greatest musician or artist of all time. To me, the most important, influential entertainer of my life, Frank Sinatra, number one every day.
Yeah, I like it. Again, two totally different lists. I'm gonna head over more the Mikey V route. I made a change at four, that if you guys want me to stick to what I originally had, fine. I don't mind that either. Five, I got Frank Sinatra. I absolutely love Frank. He's just iconic, man. He really, really is. Frank Sinatra, five. Number four, I had Queen. I switched to Pearl Jam out of Mikey V's list. If that's allowed, I'd like to keep Pearl Jam. If not, I don't mind going to Queen.
I think the only time we won't allow a change on the list is after you've said it. So I feel as though it's a
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Give me Pearl Jam at four. Number three, give me Jay-Z. Another absolute icon, banger after banger after banger. Had Kanye not fallen off the way he did, he's close there, but just has lost it. That's totally – Jay-Z never has. Give me Jay-Z at three. Number two, on neither list, absolutely love him. Would kill to see them in concert. Red Hot Chili Peppers at number two. I'm a big Red Hot Chili Peppers guy. The only thing that I've heard about in their concerts, I don't know if it's true or not because I've never been to one, is that they play a lot of their new stuff that they just came out with.
I'm sure, I'm sure.
I feel like artists struggle with that. Like the big artists, it's hard for them to come out with new music because people always want to hear their bangers that they have, that like people almost get upset if they do, new music. A guy who's very cognizant of that, very, very cognizant at it, my number one.
I know it is.
Landslide.
Yeah. It's so clear.
Let's go on three, gentlemen. This is going to be one, two, three.
Billy Joel.
You bet your ass, baby. Yeah. The Long Island native. Give me Billy Joel all day long. Huge, huge Billy guy. Honorable mention. I got Queen. Joey D. Honorable mention.
Honorable mention. I would probably go with. Give me Oasis. Another good band.
That's great, Joe. That is great. Honorable mention for me. I'm going to go, you know what I'm going to go with, bro? And one of my biggest regrets in life is not seeing him. I thought he was going to be around a lot longer than he was. And I'm so, so, so mad I didn't get to see him live. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. I thought Tom Petty had jam after jam after jam, like top song after top song after top. Give me Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. 100% is my honorable mention.
By the way, his retirement tour is going on now. It went on the last 10 years and it'll go on the next 10 years. Elton John's last concert is coming up this weekend.
Just like the Rolling Stones.
It bothers me because I love Elton John. He almost made my list, but I have never seen somebody milk out a retirement tour longer than Elton John.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all
you're
I got.
You're not wrong, Bob.
You're not wrong at all.
I heard he's so old now that he can't even, like, he kind of shuffles around the stage and he has to sit down halfway through because he can't stand the whole performance.
Yeah. I mean, I look, he's all-time classic, but, you know, for a guy that's retiring to then come out with a song with Dua Lipa is one of the crazier things I've ever seen, man. It's crazy. Fellas, let's clap it up. That's a hell of an episode. No.
Order.
Not done.
Yeah.
So you're probably the most obnoxious order of all time. He's got $100 to work with to feed the Fighting Mikey V's. Let's hear this order. Where are we going to be ordering from today, Mike V? Again, this is because he won the top five last week that I did not think he won. He won.
Hunan Taste, Montclair, New Jersey.
Okay, there we go. Now put that speaker right up. Now, Joe, don't you trust his order? Like, what do
you think?
I
think it's going to be a very good order.
I do too.
Egg rolls to start.
All right, can I get boneless spare ribs?
What's that?
Uh-huh. 2 egg rolls. Cold noodles and sesame sauce. Mm-hmm. House special fried rice large.
Jesus.
Hand-fried dumplings. General Chow's chicken. The triple crown. Oh. And a vegetable lo mein small.
What is the triple crown?
And that's it.
I think it's a 3 seafood tier, Bob.
Are you?
No, that's okay.
Ask for the total.
Lobster, shrimp, and crab.
Ribs, 2 egg rolls, cold sesame rolls, large house fried rice, fried dumpling, John Soul's chicken, triple crown, and small vegetable lo mein.
That's correct.
How much is what's the total?
The total is 110 and 15 cents. Did John pay now?
Yeah. Can I play with a card, please?
I got to tell you what, that's...
I mean,
that's,
I tell you what, he had that pretty dialed in.
Do you know what? He knows that if the order was $140, he knows that I would have just Venmo'd him the $140. I wasn't going to cap it at $100.
He didn't take advantage of it.
No, he really didn't. He really
I don't
really
know
didn't.
What... We got to ask him what Triple Crown is, because that sounded like itself could have been $60.
I thought that was going to be way, way over. But do you know what? He's got the tip. He could take care of the tip to the guy. Mikey V, enjoy your triple crown. That does it. That's another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Love you, boys. We'll see you next time.